The New American Standard Version is something that people often put forth as being the most accurate Bible version. They'll say it's very true to the original Greek and Hebrew. You know, if you want to get to the closest to the original languages, go with the New American Standard. And of course, the New American Standard is just as corrupt as the NIV and the New Living Translation and all the rest of them. Let me show you just a glaring inconsistency in the New American Standard that also affects biblical doctrine. Psalm 8, verse 5. Let me read it for you from the King James. The Bible reads, "For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and has crowned him with glory and honor." Now this is talking about man. The Bible says, "What is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him?" And it says, "Thou madest him a little lower than the angels." Well, the reason why this is significant is that this verse is quoted later in Hebrews chapter 2 in a discussion about the Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 7 reads, "Thou madest him a little lower than the angels, thou crownedst him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the work of thy hands." Then in verse 9 it says, "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death." Listen to what the New American Standard does with Psalm 8:5. "Yet you have made him a little lower than God, and you crown him with glory and majesty." So in the New American Standard, instead of saying that he's made a little lower than the angels, it says that he's made a little lower than God. Then when you go to Hebrews chapter 2 in the New American Standard, when it's talking about Jesus, it says that he's been made a little lower than the angels, quoting from the book of Psalms. Now, that doesn't make any sense. If the book of Psalms in the New American Standard says he's made a little lower than God, and then you quote that in Hebrews chapter 2 and it says he's made a little lower than the angels, you know, that is two completely different things. So basically, the New American Standard is misquoting itself.